Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We need additional federal funding to help, you know, the most vulnerable families in our country pay these high bills until either supply increases, prices come down.
With just a few weeks until the midterm elections, President Biden announced his plans to address oil and energy prices, which have remained steadily higher than average despite crude oil prices dropping on international markets. Biden stood by his decision to release 15 million barrels of oil from the country's strategic petroleum reserve to help increase supply and drive prices down, and says it falls in line with his plan to transition to cleaner energy. Republicans criticized the move, saying it was politically motivated.
Now, the problem is these guys are asleep. I don't know where they've been. The price at the pump should reflect what the price of a barrel of oil costs.
Biden also announced $2.8 billion in grant funding, which will go to 20 companies across the country to aid in commercial-level battery production for use in electric vehicles. Biden says the action will help battle the economic hardship the country's facing while simultaneously contributing to fight climate change. A federal judge showed former President Trump signed a document under oath within a Georgia lawsuit acknowledging the information was true and decided to proceed with voter fraud allegations anyway, despite Trump's own lawyers telling him it was false.
Vote on Election Day in person, okay? Because it's really much harder for them to cheat.
The revelation comes amid the legal battle between conservative lawyer John Eastman and the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault, which was able to obtain emails subpoenaed from Eastman. In Florida Tuesday, Republican Senator Marco Rubio went head-to-head in a debate with Democratic Representative Val Demings. The two candidates debated a wide range of issues ranging from guns, natural disasters, and the economy. One of the night's most heated exchanges surrounded abortion.
And that's why every law that's out there has exceptions, including the one that she's attacking me on, has exceptions. Every law I've ever passed has exceptions. We're never going to get a vote on a law that doesn't have exceptions, because that's where the majority of the American people are, and I respect and understand that.
Finally, Penny Nance, CEO of the group Concerned Women for America, a conservative and evangelical nonprofit organization, says she hopes women get out to vote in the upcoming midterms and believes women are interested in issues beyond just abortion.
We're not single issue voters. If you look at polling, when you talk to women about what their concerns are, abortion's at the bottom. At the top right now is inflation and crime.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're